This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Morning Run, and you're here with Lynn Roshan and Noel. 9:19 in the morning, Tuesday the 12th of January. Before we get into more corporate news, let's have another quick look at the markets.
Oh, the KLCI is in the green right now. It's marginally up, 0.06% up this morning at 1618. And I think a lot of this is, if we take a look at the index components, we're seeing a lot of strength, or some strength at least, in stocks like Telecom Malaysia, which is up 3.5% this morning. Top Glove is up 2.6%. Telega up 2.6% as well. Supermax up 2.4% and Sime Darby Berhad up 1.3%. So these are the components of the index that are leading the charge on the green front. But on the red front here, PPP Group is weighing down the index. It's down 3%. CIMB, Dialog and Hong Leong are all down around 1.1% on the, so kind of off balancing it. But overall, in the green, just marginally right now.
But of course, we are now turning our attention to the retail sector, because everyone was pinning their hopes on 2021 being the recovery year after the pandemic ravaged the consumer sector in 2020. Retail spending hit rock bottom in April 2020 at the height of the MCO lockdowns and have slowly rebounded since then. But of course, the question is whether the announcement of the MCO will now throw a spanner back into the works. For a view on what's in store for the consumer sector, we're speaking this morning to Gan Huan Wen, analyst at Hong Leong Investment Bank. Good morning, Huan Wen. Thanks for speaking with us. What's your outlook looking like for retail consumption going into 2021?
So as things stand, we expect retail consumption to rebound from 2020 levels due to low base effects, but remain below 2019 levels. We reckon this is mainly due to consumers still feeling anxious about going to public places, but also unemployment levels remaining high. Note that the last available unemployment reading, unemployment was higher than at the peak of the global financial crisis. This will result in lesser disposable incomes. All in all, we're expecting mid-single-digit retail sales growth in 2021. But of course, this is highly dependent on if the government announces another round of MCO.
Yeah, so based on that MCO measures for some states yesterday, what will be the impact of these stricter restrictions be on the consumer sector?
Well, obviously, it's going to result in weaker consumer spending and therefore weaker revenues. But I think this time around, everyone is a lot more well-prepared than last time, because they simply have a better idea of what to do. For example, a lot of restaurants have increasingly been doing online deliveries, either on their own platforms or on third-party platforms like Grab or Foodpanda. Another example is Heineken have an online platform called Drinkies, which they deliver product to direct to consumers, which they were able to grow during MCO months. So yes, it'll have a big impact on earnings, but it'll be somewhat cushioned by consumers shifting from physical to online purchases.
Now, looking back on 2020, which retail players better withstood the shocks of the pandemic and why?
Okay, so of the companies under our coverage, we are impressed with how Focus Point has been able to navigate this turbulent time. Note that Focus Point's core business is actually running of optical stores, which were forced to be closed completely during the height of MCO restrictions for about 2 months. However, during this time, they were able to mobilize their employees to sell products over the phone as well as online. Also, after the MCO restrictions were relaxed, they were also able to capitalize on pent-up demand. In the first 9 months of 2020, they actually managed to record flat earnings versus the same period in 2019. This company also runs a central kitchen that supplies baked goods to its own retail chain, Komugi, as well as other corporate clients. Even during the pandemic, they were able to grow sales volumes because their products were just so popular with clients. And this actually led Focus Point to expand their production capacities. So that's one of the companies we were quite impressed with.
So there are high hopes that consumer sentiment will improve when vaccines start being distributed. When do you think we'll see an impact from the vaccination rollout on consumption patterns?
Okay, basically, reports indicate that Malaysia have secured vaccines for about 40% of the population, with the first round of vaccines expected to start in mid-February. First of all, this is going to be administered to frontliners and high-risk groups, such as the elderly, people with respiratory disease and so forth. However, it's going to take time to roll out. Internally, Hong Leong Investment Bank expects about 20% of the population to have received the vaccine by year end. So in terms of it having an impact on spending patterns, the earliest I can see it really having an impact is probably from the third quarter onwards.
And how would commodity prices impact consumer stocks in 2021?
Okay, so we monitor a basket of key commodities on an ongoing basis, such as palm oil, Arabica, coffee, wheat, and so forth. And yeah, since the middle of 2020, they have all mostly recovered strongly as many countries around the world reemerged from lockdowns. And with that, there was a rebound in economic activity. On average, going into 2021, yes, we expect food producers to incur higher commodity costs, but we reckon it's going to be mitigated by stronger ringgit levels, as well as the HoReCa channels, which are hotels, restaurants, and cafes, slowly beginning to return to normalcy.
Finally, and we can probably guess this, but what is your top pick for the sector?
Even with a fresh lockdown looming, our top pick is still a focus point. We have great confidence in the management to be able to navigate another MCO as they had done so last year. We also view optical purchases as somewhat of a necessity rather than a discretionary one. The main driver of growth for Focus Point, however, is going to be the essential kitchen growing corporate sales volumes. We understand that there are current existing corporate clients are going through rapid expansion. And we also expect Focus Point to win new clients, given that their product has been so popular to date. Our TP for Focus Point is 1 ringgit 2 sen. It's based on 16 times FY21 earnings.
Thanks so much for speaking with us this morning, Huan Wen. That was Gan Huan Wen, analyst at Hong Leong Investment Bank, with an outlook for the retail sector and particularly positive there on Focus Point.
Yeah, so Focus Point, you know, I always associate them with selling glasses, right? And that has been like, you know, that memory is baked in my mind. Well, I guess if you're constantly glued to the screen right now, you will expect more people will have to get their eyes checked.
Sorry, it just took me a second. Yeah, I think it was particularly impressive that he noted, not that he noted, but the particularly impressive that Focus Point adapted, right? Because they are retail, they're storefronts, but they were selling, as he noted, selling glasses over the phone. And if you take a look at the stock price right now, Focus Point, right, over the last over the last 1 year is up 71%, but over the last 3 months, it's up 64%. So that recovery has come in the last few months. But on a year-to-date basis, for the first 12 days of the year, it is down 14.5% or thereabouts.
All right, and that is all of the corporate news that we have for you this morning, because we're about to head into the 9:30 news bulletin. And up next, the BBC Business Daily on the future of retail. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.